The workshop to order. First item on the agenda is the economic development element. We had revisions, it's been emailed out to the commission. I guess the best way, perhaps the best way to do this is to, you know, since this is our second or whatever read, is just maybe go commissioner by commissioner to see if there's any suggested edits. We'll start with Ms. Howie Stevenson.
You guys wore me down, man. I just don't have it in me to cut it down anymore. There's nothing egregious in it. It's just, I feel bit. As a writer, I look at it and I'm like, this could be cut down a lot. But I just feel bad for the people in 10 years from now who'll be like, oh, well, we're going to have to do more than this. So, all right, I had one question on page 19, and I've seen this a couple places where it says error. Yeah, go ahead. It just looks like somebody, like, there's a couple spots where, like, and I'm sure you'll pick this up later, that, like, a chart was taken out or something, and it says a figure. So it says error, reference, source not found, so.
Like a formatting error or something.
Yeah, it's just that it's nothing, it's not substantive, it's just somebody will look at it and go.
The figure's there, it's just the heading's not. 1047, the figure 1047, it's on page 20, the chart, but the heading is not there, so that's probably giving you an error.
Yeah, because there's several error spots, like there's another error on page 20.
Yours is, just go back to page 19.
19.
It's different.
You know, was it converted to a PDF?
Yes.
You know, that might be one of them. It got converted to a PDF.
Okay, so those are just PDF, the PDF thing. Okay.
Excellent.
The only other thing was for us on page 25 for economic development resources, we have DEDO. It does not exist anymore. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It just went away.
As of last month.
Is that it, Kim?
That's all I had.
Are they replacing it with another office of the state taking over?
It's become a public-private partnership. What are they calling it? I can't remember.
P3 or something?
But it's a...
It's like a P3 or something.
Yes, it's
name.
Some kind of... There's a public-private partnership that business people are putting in
public,
money, the state's putting in money.
Public-private partnership for prosperity. 3P.
There you go.
Can you talk about that?
That's 4Ps.
Don't ask me how they get the 3. It sounded like 4 to me. This is what we have running our state.
A lot of peeing going on, I know that. Yeah.
That's pretty much.
So you can,
we mentioned that now. I mean, I can
Yeah.
Like a new
you can just check with the state and just put that in.
On.
Yeah. Mr. Wheatley, do you have any other?
We'll get it.
No, I was mainly interested in seeing the goals and strategies and objectives, and I think we're in good shape there, so I'm okay.
Okay, Mr. Hudson? Mr. Hopkins?
Nothing.
The only thing I have is on page 33. I think we took this out of economic development or someplace, but strategy 6314, again, references large scales operations as a permitted use, but they're already permitted in chapter 115. Right, so we don't need that strategy because
that makes it sounds like we need something new when we don't.
Yeah, we don't need it. Other than that, Mr. Robertson, Ms. Cornwell?
No, I would just say, having been through this process before, you know, it's a reiteration, but, you know, my thought is we're going to get each of these elements done, and then we're going to get it into a draft plan, and then, you know, whoever wants to is going to, and I know you all are going to do it too. We're going to give it a read for consistency and typos and, you know, and that sort of thing still too. So I those are at this point more my comments would be. I mean, I don't have any, but, you know, reserving comments for that last read through.
Yeah, certainly, it's still a living document, that's for sure.
Right, and I was just talking to Janelle this morning before the meeting too. We have a graphics team, and once we have a very close to final version, we'll put it in. It's called Adobe InDesign. It's a graphics software that you can use to make a nice layout, you know, and we'll put more pictures in and nice headings, and, you know, we'll make it look really nice.
One thing, though, I think what I'm interested in seeing, and it might not for substance, but for size, I'm concerned that when we get this thing back, as we are looking at each element, you know, we're not looking at the scale of the whole thing. At some point, at the end of it, we may come back and do, and I don't know that it needs to go to the commission or not. We may all just do ultimately it's going to have to go to the commission, but as a project, just do an edit of it for scope, you know, in terms of if we say things in three sentences, it could be in one to try to cut down the size of it. So
That was my point with how big it is on this. I mean, just I've spent 20 years taking complex issues and putting them in less than 400 words. So,
And I'm not. That's not a criticism or anything. I don't mean that at all.
When you said we got a PhD working on this, I'm like, okay, I got it. Say no more.
Yeah. Well, certainly there'll be a final review.
Yeah.
Ms. Cornwell, do you have anything on the?
I actually had minor comments, and they were more spelling issues in formatting that I gave to Alexis, and that's not a big deal. And just so I know, everybody's concerned about the size. I've been reviewing other towns' comp plans as part of intergovernmental coordination, and they have some of the towns have some really large comp plans.
Just
so
don't give me the other kids are doing it, so it's okay.
I'm not saying that, but it's like, you know, I'm just giving you, it's like, you know, ours might be a little bit bigger than theirs, but you know, it just, you know, but others are putting a lot of work into it as well as the county.
Okay, unless there's any more comments, I would entertain a motion to post this element on the website.
So moved.
Second.
We had a motion and a second to post the economic development element as a draft on the website. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item on the agenda is the demographics update. And again, I think this was distributed to the commission prior to the meeting. I see there were a comment or two. I'm not sure whose comment it was on page three. There's a, might have been mine. I think it was mine too. Just strike a sentence. I think it's in the second, on page three, Alexis, the second paragraph, the third sentence, and the fourth and fifth sentences. So there'll be three sentences just cut out, basically just to condense the paragraph. It's really nothing horribly wrong with it, I don't think, but it's just excess verbiage.
So which?
What do you say, at the same time?
Is it these starting?
Yeah, at the same time. Strike from at the same time, it is important to consider how seasonal residents and torts impact the county's housing, supply, roads, utilities, natural environment, additional residents in the county, whether permanent or seasonal, create increased traffic on roads, additional housing needs, additional demands on utility services. Cumulative, these changes can adversely the natural impact. It's just redundant with other stuff already in the element.
Now, I would just comment, that's interesting, Marty, that you wanted to cut that, only because, you know, in prior discussion, and I'm fine with it, but, you know, we were using a lot of this to drive the Del Dot and the mobility and the traffic stuff, and it just seemed like that wouldn't be an area that we'd want to cut, just to hammer it home.
But it's already in here is what I'm saying, and somewhere else. I can't remember where I saw it. And I'm just trying to keep it, trying to tighten up the language as much as we possibly can, just for length of the
I mean, I thought that was the first time it was mentioned in this chapter, and this chapter comes before other chapters, so.
Because this is like sort of one of the introductory chapters.
Yeah,
it's like
number two, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, we can leave it in, I guess, but, you know, I think we're making an assumption at the very minimum on some things that, you know, we already are going to have in mobility, and that, you know, if it's, I just trying to tighten it up. On the next page, number four, page four, I'm trying to read my notes here. The mention here, I think there's a mention of the Siegel report. Yeah, I've got my bullet up too high. And it says that his, let me read this real quickly, please. It says the historically population growth in Sussex has been driven by natural increases. In order for these most aggressive growth estimates of referencing Mr. Siegel's report to be realized, the county major changes in year-round economy and associated job growth would be required. I think Mr. Siegel was, if I interpreted his report correctly, was counting on two things to continue the growth, which is basically what has been driving growth in Sussex for the last couple decades, which is in-migration, retirees, and economic growth jobs. And so I'm not so sure that any major changes need to occur to continue that growth. If we continue to get in-migration and job growth, we're going to get population growth.
The impression I got was that he was predicting an optimistic economic forecast.
Jobs.
And I think, yeah, and there would need to be changes to the way the economy has been going with the job growth to realize that population growth. He was tying the population growth with the job growth.
Both.
Historically,
I think
the population in the county has been driven by the births and the deaths and then the migration of mostly retirees coming in, not really the jobs historically. They're not really bringing people here.
Our job growth has been going up higher than the state's average, 2% every year versus 1 point something, I think. And he's predicting that would continue. At the time that that was written, the economic development element showed a decrease in manufacturing jobs. Now it's showing an increase, so it's kind of agreeing with Mr. Siegel's estimate on the job side. But he also emphasized that the in-migration would continue because of retirees. So both have been what's been contributing to our growth, right? Because if you do just birth and deaths, it doesn't add up. The numbers don't add up. So I just think that assumption, you know, either we should strike it or rewrite it or something, because I don't think that assumption is necessarily correct.
But what does everyone else think?
When you talk about optimistic,
that really was.
Did he say he thought it was going to be optimistic, or is that the critics of what he said?
He assumed that there was going to be job growth without stating how. He basically said there will be economic growth because there will be. Mm-hmm. And he didn't. That was one of my concerns with it, and not that it was flawed, but he never came back and said what that assumption's based on.
But now, I mean, our economic development element is agreeing with that statement, and it's not stating necessarily how either. It's showing the different segments, which was why I was concerned last time we met about, you know, if it's going to be a reduction in jobs, especially manufacturing. The other areas were generally up. I think there was one other area that was down a little, but it was a small segment. So now we're agreeing that the economic development is going to drive an increase in jobs. Now, we might disagree a little bit to how many.
Yeah, I think the trends with the economic development element are still lower than his trend on job growth.
Like, okay.
It's trending this way.
But either way, it's not going to be birth minus deaths. I mean, we're talking about, you know, we're talking about economic development and in-migration as being our two. And I think we, you know, I don't know how this addresses in-migration. To that degree, it's showing a slight reduction, especially in the out years, in the 45 and on. But still, we've attached his report is reflected in here, and I don't think that reflects what he was saying. And since we've changed our economic numbers, I'm not sure that we're not moving in his direction.
We are, but we're not moving as sharply as he's predicting.
Okay,
it's still not births minus deaths.
There's not a major change.
Right.
Okay, so this is saying that we would have to have a major change in, where was this?
The year-round economy and job growth.
Right.
I
don't think that's going to be the case. We would just continue to do what we've been doing, more closely what we've been doing, instead of a slower reduction.
Yeah.
Because we're even saying our job growth is going to slow more than Siegel, and our retirement and migration is going to slow more than Siegel. But we're just going to continue to what we're doing. It's just a matter of degree.
I think the issue, though, is which we talked about before, is that when you look at the population data, that there's less retirees to immigrate. You know, so you know, whatever. But it just seems like it's a lot more complex. I don't think we can make the assumptions that the economy is going to grow at his rate or that the immigration of retirees is going to continue at the same rate, because in that case, we just saw the numbers. There's just not the same volume of people that are going to be alive to move here, you know.
But historically, population growth in Sussex has not been driven by natural increases, birth minus death. Our population growth has been driven by immigration and the economy, jobs. Would you agree with that?
Say that again.
I would say it's grown by in-migration.
Yeah.
Okay, either way, I mean, this says...
Yeah, not jobs. I mean, anecdotally, looking around the county, that seems like... And that's sort of been my point, that we need to do things to grow the economy, because it's been...
So the statement that historically population growth, I'm quoting, historically population growth in Sussex has been driven by natural increases, births minus death.
And migration.
And migration. Yeah.
Okay. But... I just think it's been driven more by in-migration and jobs than that. I can't remember.
Well, it has.
Part.
The migration is definitely bigger than the births. I mean, births minus deaths is a part of it, but the migration is the biggest part of that growth. But we're just showing that the difference between the Siegel report and the state's population consortium report is Siegel's predicting a lot more growth based on economic development and job growth from there. Otherwise, the numbers would be a lot more similar.
Based on the hurricane in Florida, I think the whole thing just jumped by 10%.
People
are saying, did you hear him on the news in the last couple of days? Oh, man, I must have heard 20 different people say, I'm moving out of Florida. I'm moving into Sussex County. It was on national news. You didn't see that?
I could be a boat manufacturer right now.
On page 6, just a typo, I think.
Well, wait, before we move on, I mean, are we okay leaving this as is?
I'm fine with it as is. Did you want to put something in there that by most said mostly by migration, or just to make so that we, because I mean, it is.
I just don't think that our continued growth is going to have to change dramatically. I think it's, I don't think we're going to see a dramatic change. And I don't think there's anything to indicate a dramatic change.
But we just need to say in the report why the Siegel numbers are so different. If the Siegel numbers were very similar to the Delaware Population Consortium numbers, it would be one thing, but they're just so far different, we have to at least give a sentence explaining why. And, both the Population Consortium and the Siegel numbers are projections, and, as they've both admitted, it's hard to predict the future. A lot of things could change, but we're just trying to show the public reading this that why is the one number way higher than the other? And it's hinged upon an assumption that there'll be more growth to fuel, the population growth based on job growth.
Well, let me reverse the situation then, okay? So if we stay at the same growth we had for the last decade, no change would occur, and we would grow and meet and exceed Siegel's numbers. So the major change is reflected by the consortium's numbers, not Mr. Siegel's numbers. Just add it up. The lowest growth we've had was in 2008 or 2009, was like 1,500 building units.
Because of the recession, right?
But we still added 1,500 building units. So if we continue to grow, we have in the last 20 years, we will not only meet, but we will exceed Mr. Siegel's numbers. So the major change is not in Mr. Siegel's projections, it's in the consortium's projections. They're saying that we're not going to grow at nearly the rate that we have. That's the major change.
I think, well, you could flip that around, that you're going to say that Siegel's numbers are based on assumptions that aren't in the consortium's numbers,
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I think there at least needs to be an explanation there, as to why, that there's so much difference, just so that.
But would you rather err, if you're going to err, I mean, the growth is coming sometime. Would you rather err over the next 20 years by slightly overbuilding?
Would you rather
err by slightly underbuilding?
No, and I agree with that. I think, you always want to aim high, but the issue is Sussex County's economy so much has been based upon home building, which is fine, but that then is tied to in-migration, and it's not a true economic increase in jobs because it's tied to people moving here or not. I'd rather, we can have the numbers whatever they are, but I'd rather know that we're talking about real numbers as far as people moving in here, because that then ties into the economic growth. I don't know if I explained that very well, but
It just seems to me like the irritation, and we've talked about this many times, but we need to keep talking about it, is people can't get, you know, it takes a long time to get where they want to go on the roads. And, you know, when you read this about, you know, in order for, you know, all of this, that it, you know, I mean, it talks about, you know, Sigel being aggressive. It seems like to me it kind of discounts. It's like, well, we don't really need to spend that much effort on the roadways because Sigel's report's a little bit aggressive. And it kind of creates a perception like, you know, we're not going to, you know, we don't have to worry that much about the growth or something. I mean, it's coming. To me, it's coming, whether it comes in 20 years or 30 years.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. It's coming at some point. It's to what degree it's coming. And I do see your point on that. If we're talking about, it kind of goes back to what my comment was on Marty deleting that information, you know, that if we're going to use that data to, you know, project out an aim high for, like, road improvements to sell Sussex County versus Kent or Newcastle County, then it makes sense to leave it in.
Yeah, because it seems like we keep hearing the same thing back in the state over the years, and that is, you know, we can't come to a consensus or, you know, get our heads together with what needs to be done, so we keep getting, kind of feels like we're getting bypassed. And the blame keeps being put on us. If anything, I'd rather err on the side with the state to say, you know, there's a lot of growth that's here. You know, traffic's bad enough, and if we're going to err on the side, let's err on this side, because, you know, at the end of the day, when you get done negotiating, the roads just still aren't, there's still going to be an issue 10 years from now and 15 years now, 20 years from now. That's how I look at it.
And I think that's why we put in that last paragraph, which acknowledges that maybe there's something in between the DPC estimate and the Sigel estimate. And that's what Josh used, you know, in the traffic modeling that they did. They went a little bit higher to account for, you know, something in between the two estimates.
It is. I just felt uncomfortable with the fact that we're trying to indicate that Mr. Siegel's projections need dramatic change where the consortiums do not, and I just don't agree with that. We'll leave it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Maybe it's just a wording thing, you know, because the way that's worded, it almost just completely discounts, you know, it pulls the rug out from under Sigel.
I thought that point, and I think
how do you reword it? I mean,
do we just take the word major out?
Instead of complaining, give me a sentence.
Something like, you know,
just take the word major out.
Sigel's estimates are based on assumptions that there's going to be, you know, I don't know, maybe that's splitting hairs too, but that there's changes in the year-round economy or associated job growth. Something like that, because it makes it sound like there's a disbelief that there is going to be a major change for the better with the economy and associated job growth. It almost,
when I read it, I'm going to look at you, Vince. I think when I read it, what I see is the developers paid Sigel to come in here and give us an aggressive growth estimate. That's what I read.
And you know what I'm saying is that when I read the two, look at the two, it looks like Mr. Sigel is saying that we're going to continue to grow more or less as we have in a similar trajectory. The consortium is not. The consortium say we're going to have constriction and growth. And that's what I see the difference between the two. And so that's why I don't think in Mr. Siegel's report that he's saying that we're not going to have dramatic change, that we're just going to continue to move along as we have in a similar trajectory. And so this statement to me is misleading. It undermines Mr. Siegel's report in a way that says it diminishes it. It says something dramatic has to have for his report to come to fruition. And that's not what he's saying. He's just saying we're going to trudge along the way we have, and we're going to hit similar numbers.
But, I mean, when we had them both here, the population as a whole is changing with the baby boomers, and they showed that in that pyramid. The fact that you're not going to have that population to pull from to fill the retirees coming down here, he's assuming that gap is going to be met by economic development.
He's assuming that what has happened in the past is going to continue to happen, the same as it did in 2009 when we had 1,500 building permits.
Right, but that's people coming to retire.
I know, but neighboring counties didn't have any, okay? And we continued to trudge along at a pretty good clip considering that other people weren't issuing building permits at all. And so I kind of follow that logic. I think it makes sense because as these demographics change and as those population shifts occur, other neighboring counties, whatever jurisdictions, are going to be under tremendous pressure tax-wise and that to try to keep pace with their declining populations. And we have such a head start in that regard that we're going to continue our advantage, unless we change, the way we do business, the difference between our advantage is going to grow. We're going to become more advantageous place down on period of time as time goes on. Those jurisdictions are going to have to raise their taxes dramatically higher in an accelerating curve. And we probably will have to raise ours as well, but it'll be a lot at a lot less steep of an angle. We become more attractive as time goes on. So we don't need a growing base of population to attract. We just continue to have our advantage of attractive place, low taxes to locate, and relatively low cost of living. So, I mean, that's just me as a business person looking out. The fact is that Mr. Sigler was saying that we are going to trudge along more or less the way we have because of that. And so I think to say that to reach his projections takes dramatic change is just flipping the thing on its head. That's the point I'm making. And that's my opinion.
You know, and just looking at it, I don't see it all. Go ahead.
I actually agree with Marty on that. I don't think that the because the baby boomers are going to die off, is going to make a difference to the people coming to Sussex County. Because the people coming to Sussex County didn't depend on, it wasn't the boomer, it wasn't just because there was such a large population of people retiring coming here.
What do you say about
it's that? Because everywhere around us is so much higher taxes in it that this was a very attractive place. So we were getting more than our fair share of people coming here rather than just, well, there's a lot of people retiring that got to look for someplace. So I do see that trend. I think that trend will continue as long as we can continue making this a place people want to come to, which I'm not sure we're going to continue doing. I mean, even after this summer, I have never heard so many people complaining about Sussex County as I have this summer.
So. I think maybe what Siegel was also saying is that we need to look at other different types of economy and job growth. So if we take out the word major and recognize that we need to look at different and not just seasonal, and it's, again, year-round economy and associated job growth to then go with the population that he sees coming with those jobs, that we would recognize that it's still going to be an accelerated rate, and maybe we need to look at different. And we have talked about this in the economic development chapter, is looking beyond in different ways to grow the economy.
Can I simplify this whole thing? I think there's because just let's delete the whole sentence, because the sentence right after Siegel says, this estimate hinges on sharp population growth of permanent residents driven by new economic development and employment.
I agree 100%.
Which is the same thing that other sentence says, just not as, it doesn't pull the rug out like we talked about. I think just pull it out. I mean, I don't know that it...
So we're getting rid of the historically?
No, we're getting rid of the last sentence of that paragraph.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because as I was reading that paragraph again, it says the same thing twice.
Okay. All right.
Basically. One's just, I think, better worded.
I'm good with that.
Everybody's concerns.
Everybody okay now? Mm-hmm. Good compromise, Mr. Robertson. Thank you. The last thing is, I think it's the last thing.
Yeah, right.
There's a clerical edit on page 6.
Okay.
Next to last paragraph, the last sentence.
The largest increase in population will be 85 plus demographics, expected to see a 235% increase by 235%.
Oh, right. Yes.
So just cross out by 235 and put a period.
That's a real exponential increase.
And I think it was fairly straightforward other than that.
What's that supposed to be, 23?
Just a period. It was stated twice.
Expect to see a 230.
I think it's supposed to be a date.
By 2025.
2045.
That's a year.
Okay, that's what I was wondering what the year was. Okay.
Anyone else have edits?
Yeah, this is sort of an editorial comment. I like what Kim just said. I think, you know, with regard to the, you know, it's sort of the importance of this whole plan, really. You know, we talk about the dollars and cents and the numbers of people that exist and whatever. I think what we as a county need to be careful of is making sure this plan with growth, because, you know, that's how we thrive, is with growth, but that it works in such a way that people still want to move here. You know, at some point, if we don't do a good job in this plan of keeping that in mind, people are going to start not wanting to come here, and it's not going to matter how many people they are, how cheap we are.
We're the hot ticket now, but that doesn't mean Virginia is not going to be it next year, or, you know, the year after. Then, like, okay, well, this sucks. Let's go to a you know, slower living down on the Eastern Shore.
And the money question is, how do we remain the hot ticket?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to make sure we do.
What I don't want to see happen is I don't want to see people scared by the Siegel numbers into thinking, oh my goodness, we have to do something because we can't handle the flood. You know, these things are going to occur over a period of years. If we do a good job now with the plan and with the idea in mind, how do we keep ourselves the hot ticket, then I think we'll be okay. And transportation's the thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Amen. Yep, that's my point.
Transportation is the thing. Because yeah. I wanted to ask you, Kim, because I think I know the answer to this question, but you said you have heard more complaining about Sussex County this year than that. What are they complaining about?
They're complaining about the traffic.
Yep. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. There's a couple utilities, but mostly it's traffic. It's traffic. Yeah.
Cell phone coverage in a couple years.
And we have to find a way to motivate all the players to address those issues in a meaningful way, because I really believe moving forward, all of growth and development is going to depend on that. And as you know, from recent court cases and so on, the county's ability to make decisions based on traffic has been reinforced by some recent court cases. So it's going to be the big thing. It's going to be the big thing. And the only other thing about the Siegel thing that was when he said that economic development was going to take care of itself, he's wrong about that one. Yep. But all the rest of it, pretty good stuff.
I agree.
Okay, are there any other suggested edits to this particular element? If not, we had relatively minor changes and specific changes. I see no reason why we can't entertain a motion to post the element.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and second to post the demographics element, the population and demographics element on the website as a draft. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and that's a draft. Our next item